Music business is the same. Whether
hey, test 1-2. Test 1-2, test 1-2.
Hammer, guitar.
Here we go.
Maybe you didn't find, couldn't find the GPS.
I also got an email from Judge
Because they're afraid to get tagged.
She has some technical questions about email. Oh, okay, sure. I got an incoherent answer. It, you know, basically said, well, please reread carefully. And then the next sentence wasn't even in English. I mean, it was gibberish. It made no sense to me at all.
It is.
Anyway, I'm not placing a very high priority on responding to him right now.
Hi, Sandra. I looked at you all day today. I just thought you weren't there.
You sent
the big guns in earlier.
Yeah, they closed.
My little girlfriend was hustling around there. Yes, she is. She's a nice kid.
She knows how to do all my shit. She made a few mistakes.
Set forth in here in the requirements we want.
Circular
the guys are sort of
Covering your base.
Oh, sorry.
This is a CDL and a CDL.
Money.
My brother was.
They can't speak.
Are you talking about nothing?
I can't speak.
So you can always a lot of it around here.
No.
Oh, it's the of the director.
I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:01. This is a special meeting. I want to thank everyone for coming out in this lovely weather we're having. The purpose of this meeting is for the board to review the duties of the airport manager and making sure that all duties are being covered in the absence of a manager. And once that's done, we're going to talk about the job description and the criteria for moving forward to hiring a new airport manager. So with that being said, I'd like to open it up to public input. Please state your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Weston Liu. I think everyone in this room realizes that this is kind of a milestone for the airport. The board gets the opportunity to make a much better hiring decision than was made 4 years ago. I hope that the process will be open, and I encourage the board to publish the airport manager's job description on the website. I think that you don't need to hurry. I think Mary Beth and Matt will do a great job taking care of the day-to-day stuff. And I would encourage you to include in the job requirements, you should look for someone who has experience either serving on a municipal board or working for a municipal board, and someone who is outgoing and will invest themselves in the success of the businesses of the airport. Some marketing experience would be a good thing. And when it comes to interviewing candidates, I would encourage you to include some of the representatives of the airport business community in that process. For instance, Mr. Lisson and Mr. Iman. And I think that you have the opportunity to change the trajectory of the airport from treading water or downward to a more upwards and positive trajectory. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I second exactly everything he said. Peter Volheim, for the record.
Thank you, Peter. Okay. I know there was a lot of emails that went back and forth over the last several days to the board, making sure all the... we should have a roll call.
Oh, yes. Yes, that should have been the first time.
Yeah.
Chairman Rosenthal.
Here.
Vice Chair Cushing Adam.
Here.
Director Wood.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Secretary Shackle. Here. All here.
Thank you. I just want to open it up to the board if there's any items that are either outstanding or need to be followed up at this point. I know that we've done yeoman's work behind the scenes by all board members in dealing with computer issues and dealing with notices to the FAA and the various dignitaries. So is there anything that's outstanding that we need to follow up on?
Sure, Michael, I will start. So as I was getting some of the computer items squared away, I noticed that we have a relationship with something called Constant Contact. That's a company that specializes in making it easy to send out mass emails and other kinds of marketing-related stuff. That's been used to send email blasts to the airport community, and that was how I sent out the announcement that you asked to be sent last week. And so that costs, I think it's $55 a month. It's charged to the credit card that we received from Manager Bork when he departed. We also have a relationship with GoDaddy. They are our domain registrar. So when people want to go to NashuaAirport.com, that gets turned into something that the computers understand to direct you there. They provide that service, and I believe that they are also our web host. Yes. So they are responsible for hosting the website itself. And I don't remember what the dollar cost of that was, but again, that's something that's charged to that credit card. And we have an online account with Adobe. When Mary Beth prepares the director's packages, you might have noticed that the pointer to those things belongs to an Adobe property. That's also charged to the credit card. So my concern there is that continuity for those things, at least for now. We would like to keep those going, but I think that credit card has been, yes?
The credit card itself was destroyed. The organization, Bank of America, was notified. So all actions on that particular thing are done. With respect to the direct billing to the account for our services that we're receiving, Mary Beth and I, Mary Beth was on the phone with them today. It's a little bureaucratic. Obviously, there's a fraud and ID theft, etc. That's all of that. So we worked with them yesterday and today, and we got them to agree. You sent a piece of paper identifying, I think it was Mary Beth, I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, they haven't got it. They said it takes 3 to 5 days, but they know what we want to do. The account is open. There will be no rejecting of direct bills that come in from those various organizations. And we're going to put Mary Beth on the account in replacement of Steve, and that'll just clean it up. But they're not going to bounce any billings.
So as I understand, the account is still in place and active.
Correct. And the names that were on the account was the manager and the maintenance manager. The maintenance manager still has a card and is still on the account. The account is open, but Steve's portion of it is closed.
He just changed authorized user. Basically.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So the credit card number stays the same? I don't have to go on to the websites for any of the... Okay, you're shaking your head.
It's going to be different.
It will eventually be different.
It will be different.
Yeah, so probably another 24 hours
Okay. Before
we know that.
Okay.
The account number for the airport authority stays the same. It's just the individual credit card number will change.
Well, I thought that we had an account number and then card, right. Whatever, and unfortunately that's not the way it is. It must be because we canceled Steve's card, but we didn't cancel Matt's, so it's still good. So the account is open and can be billed.
Apparently you're still confused, I can tell.
Well, no, I think, I guess once we get a new card number, then I can go on to, or one of us can go on to those websites and plug
it
in.
And plug it in.
Yeah, all right, I'm satisfied with that.
It's just like if you had lost your credit card and the bank canceled it, any charges that come in from restaurants, etc., will automatically be billed over to that new card. There is a card in that system right now, it's Matt's, and there will be one created for...
So the website is up and running?
Yeah, the website is. All that stuff stays the same.
Okay. And we're all set with the Constant Contact?
Yeah. I also created an alias on Constant Contact for Sandy, who gives Sandy access, so that you know she can send out email blasts to airport businesses to give a heads up about weather events and things of that nature.
Good.
Yeah, and can I just make a quick note on that? I did send out an email blast about weather for this storm, and Matt was a little concerned because a couple people called today to the office, and they all got my email. None of them had any operations that they had to do. A couple of them called for cleanup. So there was nothing, they all got the emails, everything's working fine. So any operators, if you guys, right now while we're in this process, if you have anything, concerns or concerns, call me. Complaints, call Michael. No, if you have any concerns, call me or come see me at the restaurant, and we can sort out, what's getting done, what's not getting done, because, the office people and the maintenance people are taking on a lot more than they bargained for right now. So we're trying to take some of that burden off of them.
Also, in all of the normal routine issues that we would do with our bank have been completed as of yesterday.
So we have new signatories, cards, and things. And we also have an updated list for the NOTAMs, of which includes four of the board members and two of the staff and the tower crew. So that's been updated.
Brian's trying not to laugh.
Do I understand that the tower guys are not allowed to file airfield NOTAMs?
There's a clarification on that. Who wants to jump in?
Brian can talk to you about that.
Go ahead.
I'd rather not. We can't do field conditions. If you want them, we can pass the information that Matt gives us. But other than that, that's the only.
They're not on the runway. Yeah, they can't go out physically on the runway when they're working in the tower.
The only one we can is if the aircraft lands and there's no airport manager. Staff, and it's nil braking action, and the runway closes automatically. There's no discussion about it. So that's the only note that we.
So we had a situation Friday of last week where an airplane was disabled on the runway.
Yeah.
Can you call that in?
Yes, I
can.
Okay.
They can do that, just not field conditions.
Yeah.
So, they're not driving up and down the runway in a vehicle, so they can't report.
And we're not trained to do field.
So that's left up to us. So,
and talking about cleaning things up, with respect to the incident on the runway, all of the required reporting was done. State police, New Hampshire DOT, FAA eventually got notified. I spoke with New Hampshire DOT also. Pictures were taken, turned over to the FAA, and they did some interviews, obviously, I think, with the tower.
Yeah.
And also the pilots and
passengers. I think there. Anyone have any other updates as to work?
Yep. I've kind of taken over the role with Gail, the less sexy stuff, I guess you'd call it. Trying to keep the ball rolling. We've got a lot of stuff going with those guys. As we all know, due to the recent approvals of a couple of big projects. So I've become their point of contact for the time being. I'm working primarily with Matt Caron up there. I met with Mary Beth the other day. We're essentially going to be kind of reconstituting a complete job file for everything we have open with Gail. There's a little bit of confusion as to, pieces of the puzzle. So I want to make sure that when we do our reimbursement requests and all that, we can match POs with invoicing and all that stuff and make sure we're clear on what we're getting billed for and what we're paying them for, should be paying them for, all that kind of contract administration stuff. So.
I do have a couple more questions.
Anything else?
Bob, you're still wrestling with the answering system at the NAA office?
Yeah. Believe it or not, the manual's about 85 pages thick, and I got part some of it today. But
just Google the question you're looking for.
Did you call the IT guy?
I just want to pull the plug out.
Call Mabel.
Did you call
reset.
The, Did you call the IT guy?
No.
Because I think that's who has to do it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if I can figure out, I'll do it.
Okay.
If not, we'll get something.
And right now, any mail that was addressed to Steve is being forwarded to me, and most of it is junk mail for the most part. It's, you know, briefings and various airport updates and things, AOPA and the state and all that.
And there are a couple of meetings that he had agreed to go to that we passed on, and they're all covered. Somebody will be going to.
Right. So if there's anything that comes up, I will be happy to pass that along. Bob, you going to take, there's a meeting coming up. Which meeting is that?
The Nashua Fund, Summer Fund meeting.
Right. And then there was also something else, the LCEP or something?
Oh, yeah, the LEPC. I'm already a member of the LEPC, so I'll just go anyway.
What committee is that?
It's the Local Emergency Planning Committee. It's disaster planning.
Oh, this is for the exercise that's coming up?
No, it's a normal meeting, but yes, that's on tap as well.
Okay.
So you're doing that, and you're doing that January 25th meeting?
With Summer Fund?
It's
coming up tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. And I talked to the chamber about the event on March 8th, and we're all set with that, communicating back and forth, and we'll make sure that goes off smoothly. I spoke with Bob Bird, and so we're all on track with that.
So that's a chamber after hours event?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a two-hour, on the airport in Hangar 81. So we talked, and we'll keep communicating, and they're happy that we're going to go forward with it.
Good.
I have you want to talk about this during, talking about airport manager jobs, or do you want to talk about it?
Yeah,
no,
that's fine. You can talk.
Can I say, on the point of schedules and where you're supposed to be, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Steve was supposed to attend the schedules and dispatchers meeting, the MBAA meeting down in Fort Worth. If you recall, you guys wanted him to go. He went last year, he walked it, and then this year we were going to split a booth with the authority. I don't know if you intend to send somebody else. We had mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Maybe one of you guys going. You can work that out. It doesn't matter to me, but one of the things that Steve was doing was he was supposed to be providing me with some photographs that were on backing, on foam backing, because we have a booth, but our booth is all geared to what we do. So he was going to provide some photos of, you know, the new airport or just.
I know there was an email about photos being ready.
Was an email. Didn't you talk about that?
And I think he did have something set up at the coffee shop. That's kind of what I'm getting at. But
yeah.
It all kind of was happening at the same time that you guys.
Mary Beth, do you know about that?
No.
You don't know anything about photos?
Saw an email from Vista, Mr. Print. Somebody had asked me about it, but I don't know anything about it. That was his name.
I don't even know if the photos work, because he had come and showed me a bunch of stuff.
I don't know what photos they are. It was just an email, and I'll be happy to forward it to whoever.
Why don't you just forward it to me? I'll call just whoever the email came from, and just call them and go,
As for sending a representative down, I know that the Steve's registration was refunded, and his airplane ticket was accredited back to us. I have a feeling that this year we're going to need to take a pass, and that we'll look forward to helping out in future years.
He did have stuff that we all had gone over last year that we made available to people. I mean, we have the booth, we paid for it, so we're there. So there's no harm if you guys can find that material. I'll bring it. And I mean, it's just to promote the airport. It's to promote the services.
I mean, they already exist and they've been made, and they're just waiting pickup or something. I'll find out.
I don't know if they're in the office or if they're on the computer or.
Greg, I'll look on the computer.
Yeah, he had a lot of stuff on there. It's
got
to be.
He's got literally gigabytes of photographs on the computer. I haven't investigated too many of the other documents yet, but I'll see if he's got MBAA related stuff.
I want to say he was going to use the coffee shop for an or if you saw an email maybe from the coffee shop, but that's who he was going to use when he mentioned.
I can stop over there if you want and check on it. You want me to stop?
He had done as far as asking me, you know, what color backing. I mean, he was clearly talking to somebody, so if he had gotten as far as picking photographs, that would make my life a lot easier, because otherwise I had time.
Now, Greg, it's my understanding, like, I didn't know anything about this NBAA. It was our I remember suggesting it last year, so I was aware of that. This year, I was not aware that he had plans to go. So, as far as, you know, the booth, we were supposed to split that cost with you, right?
Right.
Too bad for you. So maybe we should discuss what, you know, I mean, I don't think we
it's
should
not a lot. I mean, I think the book, I think it was $2,200 or 20 something like that.
Yeah. So maybe we should discuss whether or not we're, you know, I hate to leave him in the lurch, and especially if he's going to promote our airport. So maybe we should talk about that.
I think we should.
To be honest, we wouldn't have normally displayed. We haven't displayed it in a couple of years. We still have the booth because we did it for years and years and years. So if I can figure out a way to actually get a refund, I think it's too late. I don't think I'm going to.
How do you get
it
down there? Yeah.
What's that?
How do you get it down there?
We ship it. It's a federal shipping container. It's not a huge booth. It's a tabletop. It breaks down pretty easily. Mm-hmm.
So should we consider chipping in for half?
I think we should. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's fair that we don't when that was in the works. Right. You know.
Make them all.
$1,100 in Midfield Cafe gift certificate.
Good.
I don't think
I don't think we need a motion because it has been in the budget.
Michael?
Okay.
Wes has a question.
Wes.
You might have just answered it. I'm listening to Sandy talk about not knowing anything about it. I was going to ask, was it budgeted? Was it,
Well, I don't think any of us knew that Steve was planning to go to this event.
I think he talked about it in passing with you around, but never actually, none of us ever discussed it.
It's a worthwhile event for the...
It absolutely is. From a financial controls point of view, you know, most companies I work with, they give the manager authority to spend up to so many dollars. You know, for the aerobatic club, we tell Farrell he can spend up to $100.
Wow.
Not in self-supported
directions. Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. My question is just out of surprise that this board doesn't have some kind of financial limit, control, whatever, on the airport manager. As for what they can spend before they get approval,
I think we do. Right?
I think we need to either update it or review it because I don't think we have a formal written policy. So certainly, it's on the list of things to do.
Sure.
But you know, bumps come in the road. You know.
Can I ask a question of the folks out there? So as we're discussing things that we're trying to cover, that Steve covered, you know, in his role, are we missing anything? Are there things that are there needs that any of you folks have that you didn't hear mentioned tonight that Steve was addressing for you? Going once, Bob?
There, Steve and Nashville Jet, myself, have been discussing a function with the Nashville Police Athletic League and the Manchester Police Athletic League. It's going to be a sanctioned boxing match.
Between the police.
So he was working on that. He was going to work with DOT to get approval and the board. As soon as I get a formal letter from PAL, I will present it to you people for approval. It's a fundraiser for the PAL and for both of them.
Do you know the date of that?
No, like I said, when they get a formal letter, they're going to cover the insurances, et cetera, et cetera.
They're going to get all the permits.
They're doing all the permitting through the fire marshal with donating the hangar. With, again, once we get everything formalized, we'll present it to you guys.
So our value add was to donate the space for the event?
We're donating the space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nashville Jet.
Okay.
Rick Bartle also came to me the other day about the Safety Expo, which used to be held here at Webster, and it's at the North Shore Community College in Danvers, March 25th. So it's the first I've heard of it, talked to anyone about it. Yeah, he says he knows it's kind of last minute, but did we want to do anything as a community? I know over here before we came and sat, we did another prize basket, but that's something to think about. It's March 25th, so maybe we can talk about it at our next meeting, and I can talk to Rick and okay. rush it through. He said he'd be willing to give us space at his table at no cost, or at a table at no cost.
By the way, that those print the photos is with the copy shop,
okay.
Northern Boulevard, Jen Crook.
Which boulevard, northeastern?
10 Northern Boulevard, Suite 17 in Amherst.
Okay.
They're behind Walmart. They're down.
Yeah, just
past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
that's
right.
Okay, I can go there tomorrow.
Okay. First building on the left.
Anything else that we're missing from the community that Steve was working on? Okay. All right. Do we have any airport that manager's job description?
I have the job description.
You have the job description.
Yeah, the excerpt.
So should we look at that to see if it's still relevant, or if we need to update it?
For the benefit of the audience, you know, there's not terribly too terribly many items on here. Why don't we go down the bullet list of items to make people familiar with it? So, duties, not all inclusive. Direct airport operations and maintenance. Establish and enforce rules, regulations, and operating procedures. Implement and interprets federal, state, and local regulations. Negotiates terms and agreements with contractors. Administers grant applications. Develops and manages budgets, manages expenses, prepares financial reports. Market the airport to potential clients to include corporate and private aircraft. Increase aircraft population, rentals, etc. Qualifications, bachelorette degree in airport maintenance or award-related field with certification in a recognized aviation or airport skill. 3 years experience in an airport environment. Certification as an accredited airport executive within 3 years of accepting a position. Ability to obtain a CDL driver's license.
Where did you get that from?
Well, let me explain. This is the job description, which I wrote that. And I put in the marketing and a couple of other ingredients from this. This is the official job description right here, which has everything that you read there, plus a little bit that I threw in.
I haven't seen that yet. Is that the only copy?
Yes, I emailed it.
Is this one from our director's handbooks?
Yes.
Okay.
I have this.
That's just the one that Bob emailed out today.
I didn't see it today. Yeah. I didn't know it was emailed today. Yesterday. You didn't make any copies? It's all right,
all.
Yeah.
So that seems pretty inclusive, and
the only thing that's not in there is the marketing aspect. And growing the population of the airport, which is obviously marketing.
Yeah, there's a few other things in here, like operates snow removal equipment, yeah. Implements the airport crash rescue plan, coordinates aircraft incidents and accidents consisting of ARFPS site security, investigating and briefing the media. That wasn't in there.
And then we need to take that out because I was advised by New Hampshire DOT that no one is permitted to speak to the media without, and we are required to give the media the FAA public affairs number, period. That's our briefing on the media.
And that's what we did.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple of other things.
That doesn't sound right. I don't believe they have the authority to tell you that. You are a municipal body chartered by the state of New Hampshire, and you are that. You can speak for yourself. You can't speak for the FAA, you can't speak for DOT, but you can speak for the NAA. And I would suggest that if you have a question, you speak with the city council.
Who told you that? Was that Carol?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's DOT thing.
Yeah.
There's a couple other items on here. I guess they're kind of soft functions, you know, interfaces with general public airport users and various agencies to promote a better relations with the airport. Attends and speaks at public meetings and social functions, and administers educational programs for both the airport and surrounding communities. Grant applications was in there. Articulates in response to all inquiries from senior government officials or regulatory committee members. Responds to various permit applications and NAA objections to proposed projects. Supervises a full staff and part-time employees as needed throughout the year. Attends FAA and state and local meetings as required. Demonstrates a strong work ethic as an example of the work expectations outlined by the NAA board. And performs other related duties as required.
Michael, can I suggest that we put this on the website, let people look at it and make suggestions?
Sure. That's
the old and the new. I thought the old one was supposed to go on before, Mary Beth, wasn't it? The job description? Wasn't that? Didn't we talk about that, a meeting or two?
I don't know about new, but this one here is dated, what?
2011.
Right. yeah, because this one is the original one, and yeah, I had worked on some new ideas.
I like the idea of putting a job description up on the website.
And letting people comment.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a couple of things to input.
I can get some questions.
Well, I have a suggestion. Rather that you seem to have more than one job description there, I would encourage you to vote on which one is going to be the official job description, and then indeed put that on the website.
My comment would be also, please consider the fact that listening to what you just read there, there's an airport manager job, there's a marketing manager's job, there's a public relations job, you know, and I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, pardon me, I don't think I could keep up with that in the course of a week, and I generally work an 80-hour week when I work. It sounds like an awful lot. I think what we should probably look at is, let's look at what the core necessities of an airport manager are, and then let's look at, as a group, what are some of the things that we can do to interact with our community. You know what I mean? Maybe we could form a sidebar committee. You know, I don't speak for people here, but I'm sure that, you know, events like the Young Eagles or other events that go on that people would be more than happy to liaise with the community and so forth. I think I've commented before, but, you know, a marketing budget for an organization like the National Airport would probably be to be effective a $15 or $20 million budget to be able to reach out and advertise and do things properly. So that's an awful lot of work for one person that may not necessarily be trained in that area to take on.
We have $6,000, so...
That'll cover your half of Greg's booth.
So, can I make some comments?
Yeah, Sandy.
So, a couple of things. You know, I looked at this job description a long time ago and sat down and talked to people about, you know, what was important. It is a long job description and it does include a lot. The one thing I think most people on the airport said was they wanted to say that the manager will advocate on behalf of the airport and its users. You know, I think that is important. Aside from, you know, rules and regulations, let's, you know, get together and work as a team. Communication, marketing, should we separate out director of operations with all this other stuff and have somebody in charge of, I know a lot of airports do that. They have a director of operations. However, our budget, I don't think, allows for that at this time, unless we get two really bad people to do those jobs. So, you know, that's one thing to think about. Do we want to split it up? Do we not want to split it up? It is a lot. It's a lot to do, but I do think where we are right now with all the money we're receiving and where we want to go, we need... You know, we need somebody that's going to market the airport and bring people in, and I think that's the most important thing.
What's that?
Well, I I think that the marketing aspect, and Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's certainly something a subcommittee can work on along with the airport manager. I don't see that being a primary role of the manager. Certainly needs to be active and participating in marketing, but I think a committee of users would be beneficial to come up and help out with that aspect.
Well, I agree partially, but I have to tell you, I've been involved in the marketing of the airport since I became a member of the board, and we're doing it in a very amateurish manner. And I just think that that the new airport manager needs to know how to sell this airport. Sell it, market it, package it, whatever, and be aggressive about it to the limits you can. I mean, obviously, you know, we can't put a blimp up there, but that should be a major portion of the manager's job, I think. Yes, a committee to do the spade work, yes.
And there are companies that do that, and maybe in our next meeting, maybe we can talk about allotting more money to the...
Well, if I may, you may recall during one of our board meetings, that subject came up, and Dennis Stevens, while he was still a member of the board, wanted to throw $15,000 to $20,000 into the marketing budget right away so that we could aggressively start doing things marketing. And I was the one that said, no, I think we've got to hold back because, frankly, we don't know what we're doing. And ultimately, we hired a consultant who was very helpful to us. But I have to tell you, the vast majority of the presentation was marketing 101, which the manager should have already been in tune with.
But there are companies that will help us start on the right path.
This is what in my business we call a raffle. You're talking about you're kind of getting off the subject. The job description is going to serve two purposes. One, it's a wish list, right? You'd like to have somebody walk in and say, yeah, I can do all these things. It's also tells the prospective applicants, this is what you're getting into. So I would suggest that you know, for the purposes of a job posting, what you have is fine. The only thing I take out would be the verbiage about rules and regulations, because frankly, that is your area of responsibility. The airport manager is the person who carries that forward on your behalf. But frankly, one of the things that we struggled with over the last 4 years were things like tomato plants and popcorn, you know? And we still, sadly, chuckle about that. So, you know, the history is that the effective part of that rules and regulations thing comes out of the board and comes out of a consensus committee of the users working with the board. And we've had very bad luck with appointing someone who thinks they have taken on that themselves.
Okay, so...
Thank you.
Well, so given Wes's comments, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
Motion is to place, you know, on the airport website this set of bulleted items as the job description for airport manager, minus establish and enforce rules, regulations, and operating procedures, minus that one bullet.
Well, enforce, maybe.
Pardon?
Enforce the procedure.
Oh, yeah. Establish and enforce. But minus that one bullet item. You know, post this to the website, advertise this as the job description for airport manager, maybe put a caveat in there that says this could... You know, this could change a little bit, that this is a work in progress. But, you know, this is our starting point.
I don't know if I'm... I haven't even seen that, so I don't know if I'm ready to advertise that that's going to be our job description. You know, is all of this crammed into there somehow? What's taken out of this 19-page document then?
Well, it's not 19 pages.
No, the old one. It's taken out of this one.
Well, what's not in there is a list of the specific knowledges and skills that were outlined in here that were, this is...
I was shooting for a newspaper ad. Right.
Keep it sweet, right? Yeah, right.
Now, the other thing that I am not thrilled about is you have to have a degree in airport management or a related field. In my opinion, we have a lot of smart people who don't have degrees, who have life experience, who have airport experience, who have flying experience, who have all different experiences. And just because, in my opinion, you have a degree does not make you a good manager. I don't think that has to be a qualification. Maybe it could be a plus.
Well, that's why I said I think what we ought to do is put up what someone has written with respect to a job description, put it on the website, let everybody see it, and make suggestions such as yours. We need to get something in the paper rather quickly to start. Well, maybe we don't, because we're already receiving a resume, so maybe that's not going
to
be a problem.
But does the job description have to be on there, or can we just say we're looking for an airport manager, interview people, and, and then come up, if that, I don't know. Do we need to have that up there?
Sandy, how many unqualified people do you want to talk to? Putting some specifics up is part of the filtering process.
Right.
So the people who come to you will be attempting to match their resume against the list you've published, and you will have to interview fewer people. Or you'll have fewer interviews where after 5 minutes you go, I'm wasting my time.
If we're going to have, some comments on this, why don't we take comments for a week and then put an ad out? Are you guys good with that? And then come to some conclusion?
Yeah, if I might, real quick.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of this in my day. I hire engineers, and that you hear the word engineer, and that gets 14 million different types of people. If you use the word manager, you're going to get a whole other list of people. So I do agree, from my own personal experience, you need to do that initial culling down. What are we looking for? Maybe it's not as verbose as this, but we do need to create a pipeline, and I think, but at the same token, as I've said before, I'm a big proponent for, we're at a juncture here, we're at a point in time where we get to change, right? We get to change things, and we get to really take control and move forward with this, and I do think input from the users and the customers is important, right? Because there may be things that people have been saying over the years, boy, we've only had somebody that did that, or some deficiencies or something like that, then I think at least initial comment period would be good. Whether it's this or that, I mean, I don't know, this is all spelled out. It's, if somebody says, yeah, I'm good with all this, then you might be better off than just saying, looking for an airport manager. And then you might get somebody that has no idea what they're doing.
I have to agree, though, that, with Sandy, and I think you should take a strong look at it, that, we have to look beyond just the qualifications of somebody that has a degree in management. Rob Holland asked me to read a whole letter. I won't. I just wanted to say that one of his comments in his paragraph was, there are many talented, smart, enthusiastic members of our great airport community, and I encourage you to look to the users of the airport for input and ideas in moving forward. There's also a wealth of people here. When you talk about things like, coming in new all of a sudden to marketing, I can only think back on the Kenny Howe days, there was no marketing going on. And part of it, when you think about that marketing element, is what are you selling here? You're selling a place to land. It has a runway that's so long that it can accommodate aircraft for so big. The biggest parties that you're going after are going to be the business and corporate jets. Right, that will bring in bigger business, potential landing fees, big fuel flows, that type of stuff. I think the hamburger crowd is going to be kind of tough to do, but I think what we have to do is provide, I can't help but think of the Hampton Airfield, and why is that airfield thriving? why are they over there building 70 by 70 hangars and they're building them two and three rows back? It's because they have created an environment that people are gravitating towards, that are run by people that are enthusiastic and support people. We're on a problem our way where it can't be figured out, whether we need a new plow truck or somebody to drive a truck or those types of things. And we also are in an environment in our business world today where our entire world is thinking different because of the rapid changes that are taking place. You know what I mean? And I think we have to really start to think that way about who we're looking at that's progressive in their thinking, that will communicate well with people, and that has the interest in the best interest of the National Airport in heart in all of its members. And I know that's a tall order, but what I'm suggesting to you is let's look for a super quality person and go after those attributes rather than a list of, you know, things that they have done in the past necessarily that may not be applicable to the needs here.
With respect to the degree requirement, we can also say, or the equivalent experience, and we would decide whether that equivalent experience rises to the level, you know, the piece of paper on the wall isn't going to do anything.
I think this boxes out a whole lot of good people, and I don't like that. So, you want to make a motion to...
Did you make a motion?
I made a motion, and
it wasn't seconded.
It was not seconded.
Okay. Do you want to repeat your motion?
Sure. Do I want to repeat my motion? Sure. Okay. So I move that we adopt this bulleted list of items that Bob put together, but we will strike the bullet about establish and enforce rules, regulations, and operating procedures. We will add the phrase or equivalent experience under baccalaureate degree in airport management or related field with certification in a recognized aviation airport or skill. So we'll add the phrase or equivalent experience, and that will be for us to interpret, obviously.
I'll second it. Can we have some discussion?
Yes, we will have discussion.
So that being said, you put that on the website, right? And people comment, and we'll leave it up there for a week, and then we, then we do the advertising. You know, and that gives us time to digest.
Isn't putting it on the website advertising?
Not advertising for the position.
I would suggest that you're advertising for the position. You can choose whether or not you're accepting applicants.
Well, when we advertise for the position, that has to go out in a lot of different spots, not just on our website. This
right.
is only going on our website.
I guess the context being, if once we put this on the website, we are soliciting at that point, right? I mean, we are.
It's an open website, right?
Right.
So anybody
yes,
can
right.
Google, and they'll see it. Not just the airport.
Short community. Of putting like contact info of where to send resumes or something, which they
well,
can still...
We can label it. This is a proposed job description for... Open for comment.
Right. Do something like that.
So amend your motion.
I feel uncomfortable about striking that whole line of establish and enforce rules, regulations, and operating procedures. I don't think the manager should establish.
No.
I think the manager should enforce the rules and regulations.
Maybe we should say oversees that
the board sets
enforce,
up.
Enforce sounds like
policy. How about a policy or airport authority policy? Whatever. You could just get, it's implied as the job of a manager. I mean, what they're going to do. This isn't a contract, so we could strike it now and just take it out. I mean, obviously, anybody that's going to get a manager position of any kind. If you tell them, well, you know, you're going to enforce the policies of your boss, and they go, whoa, you got a problem, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you could probably strike it down. Just, you know, it's an implied characteristic of a position, I would think. We can noodle it down later to a specific job description. But this is, again, we're just trying to get, you know, right? We're trying to open up the gates and get some feedback and kind of get ourselves down to where we do a... aggressive, okay, now let's go find somebody.
Can you ask Brian if he has any input as the manager, as the tower manager?
Yeah, how do you
What's
guys hire?
What's important to you, Brian?
Well, I just want to, have you ever considered just hiring a company to find a person for you? I mean, what paper are you going to put in national, just the national paper? Who's going to see? No one's going
to
see that.
No, we have to put it in. We have to put in a lot of publications.
Yeah, hire a headhunter. Right. Tell him what you want exactly. Mm-hmm. He will go find that person for you, and make it a lot easier on.
Can I offer some input on that? Headhunters typically charge, say, 35% of the first year salary.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say
contingency. Yeah. So, okay,
so you know, there are lots of websites now that at least the high tech guys go looking for. Job postings on LinkedIn, you know, Indeed.com. Those are probably lower cost methods of reaching the audience. You know, Monster.com. Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
I think Brian's idea. A couple years ago, last year, Martha's Vineyard was looking for a new airport manager, and they hired a professional company. They will weed out 90% of the applicants that you're going to receive. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. I mean, if you guys want to take the time to go through 200 resumes, or do you want to pay somebody?
We got 200 yesterday.
No. 201, I think. But I think you should look into hiring a professional firm. You give them the criteria.
Well, I think the question or the motion on the floor right now is: do we have a vehicle to get some public input? Number one, the mechanics of actually going after, and that's a different thing. So I think we need to kind of just get ourselves a little back on track here. And it sounds like we had a second. If do we need to amend it again? If we want to strike, I think you kind of said that anyway.
I said that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Yep.
All right. Okay. So there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded to put the amended document on the website for input from the community.
And for that? Okay. Fine.
Okay.
For 1 week or somehow?
And I'd say.
Advice.
I think we do need to move on getting the manager, you know, getting a new manager in relatively quickly. So I would say 1 week.
Why are we asking for input from our community?
Why are we?
No, I say we are only asking for input on our community. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're probably going to just wordsmith it or change and then be prepared to make update the job description and get an ad into the various publications that we're going to do.
Should we be sending this out via constant contact to the airport community?
We could, if you want me to do that.
That would get it further, faster, yeah. Okay. Maybe we pull it down like the day of, or the day before the next regular meeting, which is probably a little more than a week, but just as a milestone date.
Boy, I think my inbox is going to light up.
I have a question, Dave Wilkie, for the record. So everybody in this room is obviously very concerned about what's going on. Does anybody in the room have anything to add to that list? You know, you're going to post it on the website for a week.
I actually do, because I've been waiting for somebody else to say it, and I think that we may have already been thinking of it collectively. I think the biggest thing that was lacking in the prior person that had the job was the very thing that we should be having at the very top of this list, or nearly so, even more so to a degree than marketing. And that's, whoever it is needs to be able to exhibit very clearly that he has people skills and the ability to exhibit also conflict skills, resolution of conflicts. Without that, and also it should be probationary, so we don't get stuck twice.
I'll comment on the probationary thing. So the airport manager position, there's typically those are employees at will. So that means that we as a board can vote to dismiss you know, the airport manager, you know, at will, basically. We just, you know, we can make a vote and we can say, sorry, it's not working out. That's how that gets handled.
But I'd like to add to that, too, is that this board has historically, whenever they've hired not only airport manager but any other position, to issue a probationary period.
I think it puts the new guy on notice, mm-hmm. that he's, you know, being watched and being evaluated a little more intently than it was.
Okay. I'm just a little concerned that we're spending an awful lot of time on wordsmithing something that's going to. The way I would envision what would happen is that eventually somebody's going to submit a resume, hundreds of resumes if that's the case, and we will take a look at those and we will be the first filter, and we're going to filter this down, and if we're smart, we will have the finalists that we're going to, maybe a half a dozen people or so, come in here and answer the questions for the community, not be interviewed here, but be the finalists, and then let the community address the concerns that you talk about. Are you a people person, et cetera, et cetera. And then from that, we can make a decision. But we're in a hole, and I think we need to stop digging. We need to get out of this hole, and part of it is to get the word out officially that we need a new airport manager, and the official process doesn't start until we post in proper publications the actual job description.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor to the first step being is to put this out to the community, both on the website and via email. Any other input?
I don't think so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Do we set a time limit as to how long that's going to be?
1 week.
On the website? 1 week.
And then we need to get together.
Okay.
I had a few more temporary things that I forgot to mention before. I had talked to Brian in the tower, Lucky Brian, and he was concerned about having somebody on call. Maybe you can be more specific about that. When the tower is open.
It's just, you know, runway conditions that change all the time, and, you know, especially on weekends and stuff. We don't have anybody here that the tower would call to do runway inspections. If an accident happens like it did Friday, I was here, you know, and it's going to, the runway's going to stay closed until, you know, you can't move the plane until pictures are taken. FISDO says it's okay, and if you got somebody coming in from out of town, it's going to take, I don't understand why there's nobody here. This is the first airport I've ever been to work that there's not an airport, some one of authority that is here when the tower's open.
So, in my opinion, we need to look at that. That's important, and it happens at all other airports, that weekends, evenings, you know, time-wise, you know, it's important to the tower, and clearly, you know,
it was easier when Ron and, you know, Danny was here.
Right.
Because they're in the town, and they're a mile away. You know?
Right.
But, you know, Matt lives in Goffstown, and Steve lived in Hooksett. So
there was always
happens,
somebody,
you know,
close by.
They put out runway conditions, and then it's sunny out, and then it gets dark, and, you know, then the runway conditions change. And if someone lands, and, you know, that's on you guys. You know, we're going to tell them what the runway conditions were when they left us, you know.
Yeah.
And
so
I
don't think that should fall on one particular person for the whole period.
No, it shouldn't.
Maybe you should set up a schedule to rotate that responsibility. You know, you're nearby, I'm nearby.
I'm 3 miles away.
Okay.
I'm in Hudson.
Okay.
So somebody, we should have somebody that.
2 inches down.
Okay.
And you're retired.
Yes, I am tired. He recently came out of retirement.
Yeah.
So we're all there. Will that work for you?
You're qualified.
Right. It has to be someone who's qualified to do runway checks. Matt.
We can get trained up.
I'm curious as to what the training is to do that, because I wasn't aware that any of the staff had any training in that.
For runway conditions?
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about that, too.
at a place like Logan.
Because we get our training from the FAA, and, you know, I brought it to, you know, the new runway conditions to Steve in September, and, you know, they still didn't know about
they
it.
They got a whole
so I don't know so where they get their training.
So you go to Logan, and they've got gear that goes on the back of a truck that actually, you know, rolls on the ground, and they can actually get some kind of objective measurement of braking action.
But that was gone. Yeah,
right?
It's gone now.
And so essentially, to the best of my knowledge, all general aviation airports, they just go, "Yep, yeah, okay." So why are these guys unqualified or less qualified?
It's like that everywhere now.
Right.
Yeah, it's the 111, the 333.
That's everywhere.
So I think we should all
take it upon ourselves
to get the training, get it done as soon as possible, and make sure, because I know when you guys had your plow meeting or whatever, you brought all that information and it still wasn't digested by...
Yeah, I don't know if FAA Airport Division does training. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Where you guys get that training.
Yeah. We'll find out, so and we'll make sure that you have Mike's number. And one more thing for as far as that, I had a customer come to me, one of the big jet maintenance guys, and he asked, sometimes they get here early in the morning and they want to take off, but nobody has done a runway check to see if there's a dead bird or an animal. And he said, you know, why are we not allowed? He said, I know how to work a radio. I know how to talk. I know how to contact the different towers, you know, would it be okay for us to go out on the runway and do our own runway check before we send the jet out? So he just came to me the other day. So what's your answer for that?
I don't know the answer. Yeah. That's airport divisions for that.
Yeah. So we'll have to check on that, too, so that we, you know, I know in the past they were not allowed to, and they were pretty frustrated with that. They said, you know, it has been common practice for them in the past. So that's something else temporarily until the new manager comes
in. Who told them no?
I'm sorry?
Who told them no?
I believe Steve told them.
Yeah, that's probably why.
And my follow-up to that is Roy probably told him yes.
And that's the other thing. While we're in this process, I have talked to Roy quite a bit on the phone. He's still vacationing because he's old. And he's retired. He is more than happy to help us out via phone call. He gets back at the beginning of March, beginning of February, and so he said he's just a phone call away. He'd be more than happy to help because we're all plugging away here. I know it's not pretty, but it is what it is. So so any questions we have, he'd be more than happy to help us with.
That's great. So Michael, can I ask Brian a couple questions?
Sure.
I'm Farrell Woods, by the way. Two questions for you. If one of us were to phone up the tower and say, okay, the surface condition here, do you need numbers 111333, or are you looking for, the surface is damp, braking action is good?
No.
Just numbers.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You passed those, your conditions to flight service.
Yes.
And they give you numbers.
Okay.
And that's what we get.
Okay.
They don't say anything. Unless it's less than 25%, and then we can take conditions. But if it's more than 25%, it's just numbers. That's it.
Okay. Second question is, would you object if someone, called, or someone got on the radio, called for clearance onto, say, like taxiway alpha, called for clearance onto the runway in a vehicle, to check braking action?
Yeah, I would, yes.
You would?
If
you
it's not issue. An airport authority?
Mm-hmm.
Just anybody? Yeah.
No, well, say one of us.
Depends on
who. Yeah, I'd have to say no right now because I got an answer for that. But
okay.
Yeah.
A little FAR, a little far digging is in order just to see what's out there.
Yeah.
Joe, you've
now, these are airport officials, and presumably they would do so in a vehicle appropriately marked with a little yellow flashing light. Yeah. So why are they different than Matt or an airport manager?
It's a good question.
Because probably going to fall under one of those like no real directive.
And the follow on question is
we have to do a little more homework and do it. You know,
when the tower is closed.
Yeah.
Presumably you talk on the remote on ground to the folks in Manchester.
Yeah, Merrimack, Boston.
Well, yeah, but you would call them up and let them know that there was going to be a vehicle on the runway.
You should, yeah.
Okay.
And then talk on the tower frequency.
As you say, like the CTAP frequency, right? Just announce that you're out there,
mm-hmm.
like you would at an uncontrolled airport.
So that's something we need to research before we decide to do that and make sure we're trained.
Can I make a comment here? With respect to the point that you raised about the change in reporting runway condition, now numbers, when those numbers are reported, whatever way they are configured, that triggers actions to either close the runway or whatever. 2 days ago, I specifically asked the question of our maintenance person and his assistant if they were trained and qualified to make that decision, and the answer I got was yes.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Okay.
Well, what?
Is there a training record?
They got all the paperwork they were supposed to get. They went through what they were supposed to do. However, in the beginning, it didn't go the way it should have gone.
Okay, but it's...
I believe now they've done a little more studying because they needed to do a little more studying. So I think now they're...
There's no formal record of taking any kind of training.
Where are we going with it? Seems like we're...
I don't know.
I just want to comment that in a government-regulated industry, if there is not a page in their personnel file that says that they were trained and it's signed off by their supervisor, it didn't happen. So, no.
You've seen them, Bob?
No, I'll look.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll check on that. Okay. What else do we need to talk about?
Should we consider, Roy's offer, for instance? Should we consider naming somebody interim manager, like naming Bob, naming?
I think that would be a personnel decision that we can go in non-public and discuss that.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yes. All right. There is one,
We have this application for the certificate that was pending, and it now needs to be changed. And I've spoken to Carol at DOT, and she sent us the new form. But she told me that this is the one that they pulled out and sent back. She told me that when they get this back, they don't like the names of five or six people from the board. They want a single point of contact that can be reached 24 hours a day
mm-hmm.
that goes with this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if we change it, then we just send in a new piece of paper.
Right. I did talk to Carol the other day, and she was asking who the emergency contact was going to be.
Right.
And I told her I'm 2 minutes down the road.
Right.
So I gave her everyone's number, but I gave her my number and said, call me. I forgot Mike lived in Nashville. I thought he lived in Concord, where he works.
But she wants a formal notification. And I thought we get it to her when we send that form.
Sounds like Sandy's name goes on the form.
No, I just gave it to her temporarily. No, I gave it to her temporarily in case something happened in the meantime.
Right.
And that could always be updated once we get the manager.
Yeah, so they just need like state policing thing, right? Something, the world comes to an end.
It goes on the state police board for the incoming calls. And the New Hampshire DOT call.
So you're going to submit that now with Sandy's name on it?
That's what you want me to do.
I don't care. That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to shut my phone off.
Sandy, congratulations. You've been promoted.
No, just emergency contact. That's all.
Anything else?
You want to do a motion to go into it? You want to do?
Yes.
Well,
is there any other input from the community?
Is there anyone here who thought about applying that has changed their mind after this meeting? Somebody was asking about female applicants, and Mary Parker's here, so.
What?
Just happen to have one here for you.
I have a meeting to go to.
We are an equal opportunity employer.
What did he say?
We are an equal opportunity employer.
Yes. I'd like to make an motion to adjourn and go into non-public session to discuss personnel.
Just a quick thing, because, you know, we're getting sidebar conversations, but, you know, I'm not speaking for everybody, but there's a lot of people who have mentioned this. I personally want to thank you for finally taking the actions necessary that were tough for you guys to do, tough decisions it always is. Thank you for doing that, because that's what this airport needed, was some direction and leadership. And what this group of people on the board has done is allowed us input, you listen to us, you cooperate with us, and you took the action necessary. And I want to say thank you for that.
Go ahead, Bob. I'll stand up, so if you want to throw something. It's very, very clear that we are in a very tumultuous period of time. And business is not usual, normal. We're not a business as normal. There are a lot of unanswered questions. There's an awful lot of question marks that hang around all of us on our pay. I've got a pad full of them. I would like to say for myself, and I think I speak for them, that we are going to do everything that is humanly possible to make this transition as smooth as possible. But there are going to be some glitches. Our phone numbers are available. Our emails are available. I personally did not do well in mind reading, and I can't do anything to help anyone if I don't know that there is an issue. And I am personally, and I believe they are too, ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone to talk about anything that has to do with this airport and to accept any suggestions. Our emails are posted there. Use them. And we really need the cooperation of the entire community during this period of time, because we can't have a board meeting every 2 days to discuss everything that needs to be discussed. That's why we are the board and it's been entrusting us to do those kind of things. And I think we're sensitive enough to know what we can do as a board and what we should do with the input, et cetera, with the community. And when we feel that there is a need for the community to input it, we're going to do just that.
There's your job description right there. Hire somebody that behaves like you guys do, and we'll have a really well-rounded, you know, authority and management system.
Bob's retired.
Peter Bowman, for the record. This is like the 2,000-pound gorilla that's in the room. We've all heard rumors, and I think it's in everybody's mind right now. We heard rumors that there was a former chairman.
Don't even bring it up.
Perfect. Thank you.
Don't bring it up. No need to discuss that.
Okay. I did want to report to the community on the status of House Bill 124. There were a number of folks who attended the hearing last week. And thank you for attending. Both Wes had testified, myself, Farrell was there.
Mm-hmm. No, I was here.
Oh, you were
there.
Sandy was there, right?
Yeah, I was there, Farrell. So I was here, Farrell. Right. They were at the gunman last week.
There's very good testimony done. There were 12 folks who spoke, 10 in favor, and 2 opposed. The majority of the questions from the committee had to deal with where is the money going to be made up that you're not going to be getting if you reduce the aircraft registration fees. That's not necessarily a question for the Transportation Committee to decide. That's more of a question to go to the Ways and Means Committee, who deals with revenue shortfalls and makeups. So right now, it's in the Transportation Committee. They are being lobbied to support the bill. I did attend a Chamber of Commerce of Nashua legislative reception breakfast the other day, and again emphasized the support of this board and also the Board of Aldermen to reallocate and eliminate some of the onerous fees on corporate aircraft, which is just hurting not only this airport but other airports in New Hampshire. And the status of the bill is that it's going to be exact tomorrow, which means that the committee will not receive any more testimony, but they will be voting on whether to either support the bill, reject it, or deem it unable to officiate, to legislate. So then, if it gets approved, then it'll go to the Ways and Means Committee the following week, and we'll promote when that date is and ask anyone who wants to attend to attend. And so stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
Now the motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn public and go into non-public session to discuss personnel matters.
I will second that.
Is there an RSA you have to refer to?
Bob, what is that RSA?
The RSA.
The personnel RSA.
Yes. Chairman Rosenblum.
Yes.
Vice Chair Cushing.
Yes.
Secretary Sharp, yes. Director Woods?
Yes.
And Director Begay?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. 5 minutes.
You seconded it?
Yes.
Bob, good question. I want to ask you about
No. You want to take
the Can I shoot?